السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، صدق الله العظيم. Respected, distinguished guest of honor, Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, all other guests who have come from abroad, scholars, ulama, brothers, mothers and sisters, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us a deen which He has favored and liked and chosen for humanity. And He has granted us a deen which is comprehensive of every aspect of our life. And we thank and we show gratitude towards Almighty Allah that in this deen He has not only told us to be devoted to Him and to make ibadat of Him and to turn towards Him, as Allah in many places in the Quran reminds us, but He has also told us that good akhlaq and good conduct between humanity and between people is equivalent to spending the entire night in devotion and ibadat. And we send salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who together with his greatness and his status has also stated his objective, amongst his objective of prophethood was innama bu'ithtu li'utimma makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent to complete good conduct and good character. And part of good character is also our relationship with people. Let me just start off, and I'm not going to be too long. In fact, it is an honor for me just to be in part of the program with Sheikh Yahya. And I'm looking forward to even travel with him when we do the heritage tour towards Bukhara, Samarkand, and especially the relationship with hadith of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the maqam of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi and other scholars in Bukhara, Samarkand, and Tashkent. It will really be my honor to be with him. And this is, today his speech is about relationship. And let me give you a small incident that Mufti Taqi Usmani has related in one of his talks, and he has written about it. He says that one day, in one of the family gatherings, there was a person who acted in a way that was not appropriate, was very inappropriate. And because of that, you know, he soured the entire family gathering. So Mufti Taqi Sahib said, I was very angry over this, so I wrote him a letter, you know, which really it was pouring out my disappointment over what he had done at the family gathering. So I went to show it to my father before sending it to him. So my father, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, read the letter and told me, he writes, don't send this letter. So he said, why shouldn't I send the letter? Look at what he had done to our family gathering. He soured the entire gathering. So Mufti Sahib, his father, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, said that, oh my son, don't break ties. Don't ever break ties. If you don't agree with a person, keep less with him, but don't break ties. This letter is going to break ties. And then he said, my father told me the hadith, which I had recalled, but was so appropriate at that time. Inna husnul ahdi min al iman. Maintaining and having good relationship is part of iman. To have good relationship with your spouse, with your family members, with members of your community is part of iman. We can't just look at it as something that is good from a human perspective, but we have to look at it that it is part of our religious duty. And in today, you know, especially of course in marriage, where do we get our notions of love and relationship? Unfortunately, we get it from Bollywood and Hollywood movies. And basically those type of notions of love is based upon a romance, a romantic type of relationship, which is not necessarily wholesome. In fact, many a times the moment we talk of love and romance, it gives us an idea as if it is supposed to exist outside family structures, outside marriage. Yet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, I have never seen an institution which gives rise to the love of two individuals like nikah. And love is supposed to grow from marriage. Normally I tell the young people the only place where love comes before marriage in Islam is in the dictionary. You know, where love comes before M, you know, L. Otherwise, our love is supposed to be within marriage. And again, when we talk about that love, when we talk about that romance, I mean, marriage was never supposed to be a dry institution, never supposed to be one where there is a serious. It is supposed to be one where you express your love. There is such beautiful moments in love. And where do we get that? Again, when we want to give examples, we will quote examples of different types of personalities, you know, from the celebrity field or from the movie industry. But why don't we get it from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why don't we see that was our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who taught us that when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to drink from the glass, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to deliberately and intentionally take the glass and drink from the very same spot where she had put her lips. And when she had a piece of meat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to deliberately show it to her that I'm eating from where you had stopped eating. Why don't we take it from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who said to put a morsel of food in your mouth, the mouth of your wife, it's sadaqah. Today if a husband does it, you know, the wife will think that he's gone a little bit something wrong with him. He's gone cuckoos or something. Where do we get this? How when Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, when going for Hajjatul Wida, her camel broke down and she started crying. I sometimes think that it has to happen in our house. You know, we would say, you always only know how to cry. You've got nothing else to do. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually took his fingers and wiped her tears away. Subhanallah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lying on the lap of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala saying, I used to comb the hair of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I used to comb the beard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these type of notions, we don't associate it with our Anbiya and with our traditions. And that is what Sheikh Yahya would be doing today, showing us that in our relationships, we don't have to go anywhere. We've got a wealth of experience, a wealth of such a beautiful examples. When Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, in the Prophet of Almighty Allah, you got a beautiful example. It is not only how to perform tahajjud, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us, but how to relate with your spouse, how to relate with people, how to relate with the community. This we get from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Anbiya Alayhimu Salatu Wasalam. And Sheikh Yahya would be, inshallah, not only relating it to it, but I think I have heard Sheikh Yahya, and I would say confidently that we would be inspired and motivated. And inshallah, we will be able to put that into practice in our relationships with our spouses, with our children, within the community, with our family members. May Allah Ta'ala make this a means of benefit. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.